Okay, so tonight we're going to be discussing the bracha of Bar Nefashas. It's not so popular, Bar Nefashas, but as we'll see, it doesn't get as much credit as Benching gets, or even as Al-Mikhya gets. But as we're going to see tonight, it's a very, very relevant shaila of understanding Bar Nefashas, because many times it's very possible that we're reciting Bar Nefashas and it's incorrectly. We shouldn't be making a Bar Nefashas. When we do make a Bar Nefashas, we're always told as children to make brachas and be on top of brachas, but sometimes, believe it or not, Allah is, you should be making the bracha. And that's what we're going to be focusing on tonight. When exactly should a Bar Nefashas not be recited? In order to deal with that question, we have to have a little bit of background behind the idea of Bar Nefashas. So there's an interesting Gemara in brachas, Memdalam at Beis. The Gemara actually has a machlokes. When is the Bar Nefashas even required at all? The Gemara tells us, Amrav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu, Alabiyov Almine Kufra, which is referring to, Rashi over there says, it's referring to, let's say, meat, Mevarach Shahako, that's when you make a Shahako, Ulub Saif, Bar Nefashas. So that's referring to eggs and meat. Then if a person sits down and has a piece of steak, sits down and has an egg, then he makes what we call a shahakal, he makes what's known as a bar nefashas. Aval yuraka, but if you eat vegetables, loy. If someone eats vegetables, there's no bracha achrena for vegetables. That's first sheet in the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, afilu yuraka. Yeah, vegetables also get a bar nefashas. Aval mayaloy, but water doesn't. So that's the second sheet of the Gemara. Person has a cup of water, he doesn't recite a bar nefashas. But Papa Amar, Afilu Mayer of Papa is the last sheet of the Gemara. He says that even water gets a bar nefashas. What exactly is the machloikis Amarayim over here? So we can spend the whole day on that. But the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach have a whole discussion. What exactly is the idea over here? So the basic underlining theme is what is so important with all the different foods? Meaning, it has to be something which is in a pleasure food versus an integrity food. For example, Maya is always considered not chashev. But on the other hand, we know we need water to live. We don't need to eat eggs and meat to live. It's a pleasure. So maybe when you make the bracha on something which is a pleasure, others go the other way. Maybe eggs and meat, something had to die for you to eat it. Someone had to die. Right? Water, no one had to die for you to eat it. Even vegetables, something had to die for you to eat it. I just heard tonight on the news on the way in, they were talking about that when you sit down to your Thanksgiving dinner, just remember that you're achrei for all the turkeys in the world. While you're sitting and eating turkey. We're achrei for the animals. So therefore, something that had to die for us to eat, maybe that gets a bracha achrei. In any case, what's negated to us, you see from the Gemara, that there's three opinions of when a bar nefashas is recited. How do we paskin? So we know how we paskin. We all know that we make a bar nefashas on all of them. So Taisha says over in number two, v'chein anunoigim kervashi, we go like the last opinion, what the Gemara calls revashi, t'mevarchim basar mayo, basi yirake bar nefashas. We talk and make a bar nefashas on vegetables and on water. We make a bar nefashas on anything that's not a me'ein gimel, anything that's not gets an alamichya. Yeah, that was the last sheet of the Gemara. He fears us. He says we do all these. Now there's another interesting Gemara. There's another Gemara in Brachas Lamed Zayin where the Gemara talks about the bracha on oyres. Oyres literally translates to rice, which is always a tricky one, rice, because on one hand it gets a mezainis, some people give it a mezainis, on the other hand there's no alamichya. So the Gemara makes a very interesting statement. The Gemara says, "But tanan gabi oyres ulib soif ein mevarch olav veloy klum." With regard to oyres, the Gemara says you make a mezainis, but you don't make anything after it. Ein mevarch veloy klum, nothing goes after oyres. What does that mean? Nothing. So the Rif writes in number four, Tani Gabi Ariz Ulubsoif Ein Mevarach Olav Klum. The Kaimalon says Rif, and we have an idea that whenever it says Ulubsoif Loi Klum, that means Mevarach Bar Nefashas. So the Rif says that when the Gemara says about Oyres, that there's no Barach Achrena in Oyres, it doesn't mean there's no Barach Achrena at all. It means there's no Mein Shalish on Oyres, on rice. Mashaykin, you'll get something, you'll get a Bar Nefashas. So Frek the Goin in Shulchan Aruch says, why is Bar Nefashas called Loi Amma V'loi Klum? What type of terminology is that to give for Bar Nefashas? It sounds like from the Gemara, Loi Amma V'loi Klum means nothing, zero. And you say, no, zero doesn't mean anything. Zero means Bar Nefashas. It's not so nice to Bar Nefashas. They call Bar Nefashas a zero. Says the Goyin beautifully. Says the Goyin, it's not shver. Says the Goyin in number five, U'minag ha-rishayinim lo ha-yilvarech el ha-abiyo v'kufr levad. Says the Goyin, because the original Minag Taka was, the times that they only made a Bar Nefashas on meat and eggs. And nothing else, taka gadan ala mechya. V'hatam shadaiku losh nefashes. Because they made the deal, the bracha is bari nefashes, mine nefashes. Things that are actually life. Or come from life. K'may shikasa b'yushalmi. So Rebbe, kishay yoichel basa rubeya, mevarech asher bari nefashes. U'lechein bebraisa do'ayriz v'doichein, tani v'loi kum. That's chan the braisa. Rice, you taka said nothing. Kipshutai. Loi oma v'loi klum meant they didn't say a bari nefashes on it. Because there was no bar nefashas on rice, because rice it's not a meat and it's not an egg. So taka, they weren't making a bar nefashas on those things. So the Gemara is beautiful. Not like the Rif said, meant bar nefashas. They said nothing. There was no bracha achreina on rice, because it wasn't meat or egg. Ach ledidon dinahigi kirv Ashi. But since we says the gra follower of Ashi, call the b'soi v'loy klum. The brayso ledidon bar nefashes rabbis. V'zer shekasev rif v'kaimelon call the b'soi bar nefashes rabbis. That's pshat on the riff. The kaimelon means we paskin that you make a bar nefashes. Not that the gemara means you make a bar nefashes. A beautiful goin. The goin says avad in the times of the gemara they were not making alamechi on rice because rice wasn't basar and it wasn't egg. The Kaimelon says the riff, but we don't follow that opinion of the Gemara. We follow that everything and anything gets a bar nefashos. So that's why we make a bar nefashos on rice. So that when the riff saying the Kaimelon, he's not telling you pshat in the Gemara, he's telling you what we do. What we do post is Zman HaGemara. Bezman HaGemara, the Taka didn't. Says the riff, but post that, we now start making a bracha achreina even on rice. So a very geshmaka pshat from the Goyin, how to understand the Gemara with the riff.
Why would it change?
Why? Yeah, obviously there was some change in the times of the Gemara, the Taka weren't. At times of the Gemara, they're only making a Bari Nefash. Already you see in the Rishonim things have changed, right? We saw Taisvis. Already the times of Taisvis, they were already adapting this idea to make a Bari Nefash on all types of things. So the Torah has an interesting discussion of a Poshet. What is the Nusach HaBracha? What does it mean? What does the Bracha mean? It's a very different Bracha than we find by other things. Very Bekitzer, so we know by benching there's Machloikis, Tanoim, between Meir and Reb Yehuda. You know, understanding the idea of benching. How much you have to eat in order to be mechayev in benching. Do you have to eat a kezayis? Do you have to eat kerebeya? Is it totally in a mais achila or is it totally in a mais sviya? Is it about being full or is it about what we call a mais achila? That's a machloikis kezayis versus a kerebeya. There's likewise a machloikis we're showing him if that is on a deraisa level or a derabbanan level. But we all know benching as a deraisa. What about ala mechia, what we call me'ein shalish? So that's pashas a derabbanan. Bar Nefashis is likewise a Rabbanan. It was instituted by the Rabbanan that we should have some form of Hakara after we eat, similar to what we find by benching. But what's the special about Bar Nefashis? It's a very vague text. There's no specific details. And in Al-Mikhya, the specific details we discuss. Mikhya, Kalkala, we discuss what we just ate. By Bar Nefashis, it's extremely vague, the idea of the Brach. So the Rishayim talked a lot about what's going on with this Brach. So the Torah writes in Simin Reish Zayin, Pirish HaBracha. What's the translation of the bracha? He says, "Bari nefashes rabbis, v'chomashehim chesarim, and whatever they're missing, v'akol shar hadvarim shebar ba'olam, shaloi hay nefashes chesarim mehem." There's a lot of things that we need or that we're missing, and there's a lot of things that we're not missing. Ella imloy barom she'enam el hisaneg behem. The idea of the bari nefashes that we're mentioning, there are certain things that Hashem Baruch Hu gave us, certain things that we need. We need a certain bari nefashes as we make is because the things we need water. We need water to live. But there are certain things that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us just for pleasure. Many of the things that we recite a Bar Nefashos on are not even things that we need to live. For example, we said this once by Birchas Ilanos, by Peiros. Fruits are an example of things we don't really need to live. You don't need fruits to live. You can live on carbs and you can live on water. You don't need fruits. Despite what your doctor tells you about how many fruits and vegetables you have to eat, the Maisa, the Paiskim say fruits are one of those things that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us just to enjoy. So that's part of what we're saying in the Brach. There are certain foods that we need to live. They're a necessity for our survival. That would be bread, that would be water, possibly other forms. You need something to eat. But then there's certain things that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us just to enjoy, just because He loves us and He wants us to enjoy His world. Then He says over here, Our Gemara does not say that Bar Nefashos ends off with Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem. Right? We know it's not like that, right? You ask any fifth grader, how do you make a Bar Nefashos? So they memorize it in school, and the ending is Nefesh Kach Baruch Hei Olamim. No Hashem's name. However, that's not so pashit. The Torah quotes the Yushalmi, Avob Yushalmi Chaysim Bo Baruch Atah Hashem Chai Olamim. The Yushalmi had a gear so that the way a Bar Nefashos concludes is with Hashem's name. Like every bracha concludes with Hashem's name. So you end off Bar Nefashos is Baruch Atah Hashem Chai Olamim. The Kachah Yinoi Gadani Evi Arash. And the Torah says that's what his father, the Rosh, used to do. So we have a Yushalmi and a Rosh that used to Taka say when it came to a Bar Nefashos, they ended off with a bracha. Like every other bracha that we have is Chaysim Bebrach. What do we do? What do you mean? Everyone knows what we do, right? Anyone make a Bar Nefashos and end off with Hashem's name? No one does. I shouldn't say nobody. The Gra used to. The Gra, another famous Gra, number 7, the Gra says, Ubi Yushalmi, says the Gra, there's Yushalmi and brachas that says, Misayim Baruch Ata Hashem Chayolam. It's a bracha. The Yushalmi says you end off with Hashem's name. The Chen Kasev Rosh. Avol Tamidi Rebbeinu Yoyin no Kasev Kimish beGemar Shalom Alei Hisker. Since our Gemara in Bavli makes no mention of a Chasima Sabracha, Yesh Lachsoim Beloy Shem. So therefore, you should finish it off without Hashem's name. Says the Gra, V'Dasa Rosh Iker. Says the girl, I don't think so. I think it's machlokes rishonim between the Rosh Rabbeinu and Yoyin. I go with the Rosh. V'cheinu b'rekeach, and it's also found like that in the Rekeach. So the Gra, and this is brought down at Maaser Rav LaHagra, the Gra used to finish off Bar Nefashos with Hashem's name. I've never heard of anyone that does that, but that's what the Gra used to do. He held like the Yushalmi and the Rosh, not like what the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoyin felt was the Bavel. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura mentions this Gra, and he writes like this. He writes, the Gra's minhag was to conclude with Hashem's name. It's a big statement from the Mishnah Berurah. Here he's telling us, many times he quotes Gra's, and he'll say, oh, the Gra did that. Here he's going out of his way and saying, the Gra did it, but no one else was nagging like that. That is not the widely accepted custom. I have not heard of anyone that follows this Gra, but you never know. But that was the Gra. The Gra's minhag was, he'd ended off Bar Nefashos with Hashem's name. Based on this whole discussion, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes in number 9, a massive chiddush that he heard from Rav Moshe. He tainas in number 9, he said, B'mashakas b'shem agayin Rav Moshe Feinstein, sha'ona omen achamilos nefesh kol chai she'bebrichos Bar Nefashos rabbis. Rav Moshe used to have an interesting minhag. When Rav Moshe would hear someone else recite a Bar Nefashos, he wouldn't recite the Amen at the end of the bracha. Rav Moshe used to recite the Amen right after the words Nefesh Kol Chai. Why? Me'acha shemikra din sham sim habracha. Tanya Rav Moshe, that's really where the bracha ends. Kahadisim reish zayin till the dawn. The nahigin shalachtem b'shem, because we don't end off with Hashem's name. So that's really the end of the bracha. So Rav Moshe used to have a minhag, he would answer Amen earlier, before the bracha concluded. I mean, Bishlam, if you hold like the Goyin, so the bracha ends with a Baruch Atah Hashem Chayor Olam. But time of Rav Moshe, since that's not the end, we don't do that, so the bracha really ends, L'hachayis behem nevesh kolchat. He thought that was the end of the bracha. So they ask, so what's pshat and everyone else? The chayor advar of Mistav Ramoid, Rav Moshe is a chayor very right. Elosh le'ra isi nohagim kain, I didn't say anyone else that follows this Rav Moshe. What's the pshat that no one else follows Rav Moshe? Ulay Mishom, the kibun the sof kosof milas barachei oilam and him gamkin shaychi l'nyan abracha. The simple reason is because even though the words barachei oilam is not really technically the bracha, but since it has somewhat to do with the theme at hand, imkain ein kan inyan shel hefsek bein inyan anias amen labracha. It's not a stira to answering amen to the bracha, but Rav Moshe taka held that the bracha ends earlier, and that's when he used to answer amen. Okay, so an interesting halachal maisa that comes out from the fact that we don't paskin like the Gra, the fact that we hold there's no bracha with Hashem's name at the end. How do we paskin the halacha with regard to what gets a bayin nefashos? So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in Reish Zayin. Peiros ilon, any fruits of trees, chutz mechameshes, I mean except for the 5. Grain, v'chol peiros, ha'adoma, v'yirakos, v'chol dovish, en gedulim in aretz, bracha achreini shalahem, its bracha achreini is bayrein nefashos rabbis. Vim ocha mikol minim elu, if you eat many, v'varech la'acher kulom bracha achos, one bayrein nefashos patters a bunch of things. Bracha zu, says the Shulchan Aruch, chaysim ba beloy shem, shayachtein bach barachei oilam. So Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like the Gra, as we saw, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, that there's no shem Hashem recited at the end of the bracha of Bar Nefashos. Okay, that's a little bit of background behind the idea of a Bar Nefashos. What we need to now get into, which is more relevant for our discussion, is how much do you need to consume in order to recite a Bar Nefashos, and then how much time? That's really where things get complicated. We understand you need to make a Bar Nefashos. We understand that there's no chasimus habracha. We understand the nusach habracha. Very good. The question now is, how much do you have to consume in order to make a Bar Nefashos? So we know for bracha achreina, for me'ein sholish, you have to eat a kezayis. So you got to walk around with one of those kezayis books and always measure how much a kezayis is to know to make a bracha. How much time do you have to eat the kezayis? So for a kezayis, you have kedei achilas pras. How long is kedei achilas pras? So we can have a whole share on that. So kedei achilas pras basically is anywhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. Somewhere in between that time. I think most people like to say 4 minutes for an alamichya. So if a person's sitting there eating a ragalah, so he's got to eat a couple of ragalach, whatever the measure is, he has to eat that amount within 4 minutes. If he sits there nibbling slowly, slowly on the ragalach, and it takes him 10 minutes to finish the ragalach, then he doesn't make a bracha achreina. As strange as that sounds, that's the halach. People are not careful with this. Those people are what we call slow eaters. They nibble here and here. It's a problem. If they don't eat a kezayis within kedei achilas pras, which is about 4 minutes, they don't make a bracha achreina. What about for liquids? What about for a bar nefashos? So Shulchan Aruch writes over in number 11, Reish Yod, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hasheis epochas merevius. Let's say a person drinks less than a revius. Oh, how much is a revius? So let's assume for the Rabbanan, the revius is 3 ounces. Keep things simple. 3 ounces. A person drinks less than 3 ounces, bein miyayin, bein mishar mashkim, whether it be wine or any other beverage, doesn't matter what it is, v'varech tchila bracha haruya, he always makes a bracha rishayna. We hold, almost all rishaynim hold that a bracha rishayna is bekoshul. Bracha Rishayna doesn't matter how much you're eating, because the idea of a Bracha Rishayna is because Asa Lahenes Me'olam Azeb Bracha, you can't enjoy this world without. So whatever you're eating is considered enjoying, you got to make a Bracha Rishayna. But for a Bracha Achrayna, it has to be some form of Sevi'ah. You have to be considered full from it. So you have to have some shear to it. What's the shear? So you have to have at least the Revi'ahs. Ula Achrov says the Shulchan Aruch, but if you didn't have a Revi'ahs, Einim Avarach Klal, you don't make a Bracha at all. This is very negay. Let's say, for example, many people have a minig that say they have a yard site, so they'll give tikkun. So they'll give cake and cookies, and they'll give schnapps. So most people are not drinking Revi'ahs or schnapps in the morning if they want to go to work that day. So they'll take a little bit, a half a schnapps cup. Right? That's no way close to being a Revi'ahs. Revi'ahs is 3 ounces. So a person has a little schnapps, he doesn't make a Baron of Fushas on that. Nothing to talk about. He didn't even come close. It's not the shear. Again, the shear is 3 ounces. If a person drinks an ounce and a half, he also doesn't make a Baron of Fushas. It has to be at least a Revi'ahs. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly. It has to be a Revi'ahs. However, the Shulchan Aruch later on in that halacha tells you, but yesh mistapkim oid bebracha achreina. There's another suffix. Im bevorcha nais al kezayis is the shear for bracha achreina kezayis, which would be a lot less than Revius. Or is it Revius like everything else? Says the Shulchan Aruch, l'chein toiv lizor shloi lishtois, you should track it, make sure not to get yourself involved in the shayla. Therefore, ela oipachas mekazayis, make sure you're going to drink way less than kazayis, or revius. Don't be in between. So the Shulchan Aruch is mesupi that maybe the shear for liquids is similar to the shear for food, which is a kazayis, and then you would need to drink a lot less, significantly less, than a revius to be mechayiv in a bracha achrei. That's the suffix. There's one last shita in the Rishonim, that's shita sa Taisus and Brachas, Taf Lamites. Taisus and Brachas and Lamites has the following idea, right? The Hari, Hayyayime Bebarin Nefashas, he used to say Bebarin Nefashas, Kivan Dalav Bracha Chashivihi, it's not such a chashiv a bracha, Afilu Bebotsim Yishu'ura Mevorchim Bebarin Nefashas rabbis. The reason opinion was that when it comes to Bebarin Nefashas, you don't have to be so makbun Bebarin Nefashas. Bebarin Nefashas, you don't need that much. You don't need the regular shear. Anything for a Baron of Fushas is good enough to make a Baron of Fushas. This is clearly not what we saw in Shulchan Aruch, and Taisus himself rejects it. He says, V'lai Nehira, the Kivin Shebaron of Fushas Teknua Keneger Al Gefen, since the Baron of Fushas is just like what we find by Me'ein Gimel, Ke'echad Al Gefen Bo Yeshur, Baron of Fushas, Rabbis Nami Bo Yeshur. So Taisus rejects this possibility. It would be an interesting possibility that when it comes to liquids, you or Baron of Fushas, you don't need any shear at all. But that's clearly not the way we pass. We pass in Shulchan Aruch that you need a Revi'ahs. Less than Revi'ahs, no Baron of Fushas whatsoever. That's a big discussion. Yeah, that's it.
You have 2 ounces of water.
So that would. So that would, combine. That would combine. Yeah. So the question is now, how do we figure all this out? Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have to drink a Revi'ahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, this is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Very interesting. In Siman Kuf Tzadi is where the Shulchan Aruch says the same line that maybe you need to either have a kazayis or you need a Revi'ahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this, Ayin Tasha Kasav.
Can you translate an apple?
It would be hard. I'm not saying you'd have to figure out how to measure everything, but if you can come up with a way of measuring everything, it would work.
So you're just a little bit less than 3
right.
ounces.
And then you have a bite of
apple.
Right. That would work. Correct. Okay. Yeah, again, you just have to sit there with a ruler and measuring all these things. So Mr. Baruch quotes over here a very important sheet of Taz. This Taz says like this. Ayin Tasha Kosta de la Ikra hadin kaimalon bimoli lugmov. He thinks you don't need a Revi'ahs, all you need is a moli lugmov, which is clearly much less. Moli lugmov is even hard to measure. Moli lugmov really should be measured by each person. Each person. Everyone's cheek is different. But the problem is when sometimes you got to give it a share. So I think the share they give it is about an ounce for moli lugmov. So the task things, you don't need revius to make a bracha achreini. You just need a moli lugmov, which is much, much less. Ulefichach. Imloi shase rak moli lugmov. Paskins the task. If a person does not have 3 ounces, he has just a moli lugmov. Chayiv levarich bracha achreina. Hitaka makes a bracha achreina. Big chiddush from the Taz. That the Taz holds you don't need a revius, you just need a mali lugmov, which is almost all the times we're going to drink, it's going to be about an ounce. To drink less than an ounce. Again, schnapps, you can have less than an ounce still. However, says the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, el dochatchila yira lishtais revius, kadilot says the kol yalma, the Mishnah Berurah does not feel comfortable being samech on this Taz. Ochein kol achreinim dochu dvarov, all the achreinim. Do not like this Taz. V'helu duchol shloishos revi'ahs sholim bein b'yayim bein mishamashkin ein rashay levarach brach achrein ukedas haShulchan Aruch. So we don't pass like this Taz. We go like the Shulchan Aruch. It's got to be at least the revi'ahs. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes one more famous piece of the Taz. Oyd hiskimu dein chiluk bein sharmashkin bein yayin sarf. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't think that it matters what liquid you're drinking. Why? Afal pi debiyayin sarf miasvi daited inchi v'pachas revi'ahs. Taina is the Taz. The Taz makes the following argument. Why do you need a Revi'ahs for liquids? Because that was the normal amount that people would drink in one sitting. Says the Taz, what do you do when you come to a liquid that people normally eat in a much smaller increments? For example, schnapps. Most people don't take schnapps in revia sizes. They take it in smaller. So then maybe the shear gets knocked down to what the normal amount is. So the Taz taina that if you're going to have a beverage that is drunken in smaller increments, so now the requirement for bach achren is a smaller number.
That's
where we're going to get to in a second. The Kiddush, that's where all the chassidim are saying is this Taz. The problem is, let's read the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Udaloi kitaz lakamam, it's a mirajut. The Mishnah Berurah rejects the opinion of the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah says, we don't follow this Taz. The Taz was of the opinion, two chiddushim from the Taz. Chiddush number one is that the Taz held, you don't really need revius, you just need a mali lugma. Chiddush number two from the Taz was that even if you want to tell them you need a revius, that's only for regular beverages. But if it's a beverage that's normally in smaller increments, then you don't need a revius. What I want from this Mishnah Berurah is that the Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow the Taz. Okay, so if you don't follow the Taz, so schnapps also needs a shir revius. Why this Taz is important is because some achreidim want to use this Taz to talk about something like coffee. Let's say you have something like a hot drink, that the normal is to drink it in smaller increments. You don't gulp down revius of coffee or soup or possibly ice cream in such a fast time. You take your time. So if the Taz is right with something like schnapps, would the Taz say the same thing with something hot? That the norm is to eat it slowly. It might not make a difference for us because the Mishnah Berurah rejects the Taz anyways. However, this Taz got a lot of popularity when it came to Kiddush. Many people use this Taz with regard to Kiddush Shabbos Day. Many people, predominantly Chassidishers, have a minug that they'll make Kiddush bedafka on schnapps Shabbos morning, and they'll do it in a schnapps cup. The problem is a schnapps cup, best case scenario, is 1 ounce. We just said that for Kiddush, you need to have a revius. So the cup has to be 3 ounces. So how can you make Kiddush in a 1 ounce cup and be Yitzhi Kiddush? So sometimes you'll get people, and I saw the Munkacha Tak used to make on schnapps in a revius size cup. He would take a revius. He would take a cup that's 3-4 ounces and use schnapps for that. But most of the people who go to, and this is usually in a game when you go to a Kiddush, and there's no bechers, there's no wine, whatever the problem is, and no one's interested in looking. So everyone quickly, they make on their schnapps. But most people make on their schnapps cup, which is an ounce. That's not the shir revius. What does everyone say? So the Ma'asham writes a tshuva over here. It's a great tshuva. Because this is what everyone at Kiddush HaMasai Mechan. This is Ma'asham. The Ma'asham writes, Avlohoyed Lefonei Tamil Chochem Zokin. He says, I have eyewitness testimony. Shahaya Ba'atzmei B'mayim B'fnei Agoyin HaKodesh Avez V'the Rapshitz. He was by the Rapshitzer. He was a Choshev Yid. Shetziva L'talmidim L'kadish B'yoyim Al-Yayin Sarif. That the Rapshitzer told all his Talmidim that they B'davka have to make Kiddush Shabbos Day on schnapps. Al tsluches cotton on a small cup, not on a becher of schnapps, on a small cup. Kederech shdiyase, the ain't tsarich shir kais. You don't need a kais. Vagam shayil fun of yain al shoch. Even though they had wine, again he was talking about when the rabbis did it. It wasn't the pshat because they had no wine. They had wine. Again, we know there was kufas in Europe, but they didn't have wine. Depends where you live. Certain communities had more, certain communities had less. But the rabbis had the wine, and he still told them, don't do it. He wanted to teach his Talmidim that the halacha, you can use schnapps, and that's what you should do. What was everyone saying, Mechan? What happened to the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you need to have a shir kais? The same Mechan, the Taz, we just read. Because the Taz says, Mishum Shekain, Derech Shdiyasai, Usviyaz Gerayne. Because since the Taz told her that the same way for a bracha achreino, you don't need to have a full revius, who had in the Kiddush? The same way Kiddush does it, Bach Achreinu doesn't need a full revius. You can get away with Kiddush less than a revius. Then he says that the Kiddush is dispassion. Oy davich mar medinos tois kemat b'snei kol sudas luchas kaden. The kosher lishtas yosi. You can't drink more. L'chein shiur gam in Kiddush bekach. V'chein hu ed l'fnei b'shem arava kosh milublin. Ukedai heim lismeich aleim b'kiddush ayoyim. You could be samech on these people. Writes to Marsham. I saw these great rabbis. They bring down the Divrei Chaim. The Sanzer Rebbe also used to bedavke make Kiddush Shabbos morning on a small schnapps cup. And that's why the chassidim are all samech on this Taz. But what's the problem? We saw the Mishnah Berurah rejected the Taz. So all those people that go around making Kiddush Shabbos morning on the small schnapps cups, it's very nice. They're being samech on the Taz, I understand. But the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah seemed to have rejected the Taz. So that's why most Litvisha people do not feel comfortable doing it. I looked in...
Do they make a bracha achrona on them, small amounts?
So they wouldn't make a bracha achrona either. Right? We reject the Taz in both ways. Both
the
kula and the chum.
Right.
So we don't hold like the Taz.
No, but the ones that do...
Maybe the Shittah some, they should. I mean, those people who go to a Kiddush and have a half a cup of schnapps, they should also make a bracha achorin on it as well. If they follow, I don't know if they know where the taz is. I don't know if they know why the vinegar is like this. So I took a look to my, the only chassidish sefer I have in my entire house, which was gifted to me as a gift, the sulat to minhagim, as the only sefer I have that's chassidish and was a gift. There he writes that the sulat to minhagim, even though sulat's minhagim are generally rupture to minhagim, they don't do this minhag. And he explained the pshat was, is because the reason why the rupture did it, even though it's not the way it says in the story, was because they didn't have wine. The reason why they used to make on schnapps is because they didn't have wine. But today, we have wine, Baruch Hashem, so he attained it, you shouldn't do it. But you'll go around to Chassidish communities, you'll see this all over the place. Everyone's making Kiddush on schnapps cups, and pashtus, it's not correct. Not because the schnapps cups are disposable, that we spoke about already. The bigger problem is because you don't have a shir reviews. So the question is, how much do you have to drink and how much time? So we know you have to drink reviews. How much time do you have to drink it? So it's nowhere in Hilchos Brachos does the Shulchan Aruch tell you the time frame. The only place we get the time frame is in Hilchos Yom Kippur. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, number 16, the Shulchan Aruch writes with regard to a chayle, or someone who needs to drink, how do they spread out their drinking? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions, which is famously known as Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Shulchan Aruch writes like this. Shasa ma'at v'chayze v'shasa. A person drinks little bits. If from the beginning of the first drinking to the end of the second drinking was the time it takes to drink a revius, we'll leave off how much time that is. Then mitstarfin lichshir. Then the drinkings become one. The imlav ainam mitstarfin. So this is not talking about Baruch Achrein. This is talking about Yom Kippur, how much you're allowed to drink. So the first opinion Shulchan Aruch is that the way we combine drinking is if it has to be kadesh shtiyas revius. Rabbi Belsky has a tshuva where he quotes from Rav Moshe that shir is 1 minute. You have 1 minute to connect it. I heard someone quote a tshuva from Basha Weiss, where Basha Weiss thought it was longer than that, shorter than that, but I'm not really sure. I couldn't find that tshuva from Basha Weiss. But Rabbi Belsky, it's on the bottom of the page over there. Rabbi Belsky quotes from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe said it was mamash a minute. Which means you have a minute to get down the revius, according to the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Which means, it takes you longer than 1 minute to drink a revius of a liquid, you don't make a bracha achorinu. Most people who drink coffee are not drinking coffee that much in one shot. And this is true for pretty much any hot beverage, or some achorinu point out something anytime you're using a straw. Anytime you use a straw, you don't realize you're getting much less in the amount of time. So if you're going to have a milkshake, or anytime you're going to have I don't know how many people in this room, but I know many younger people have Slurpees. My kids like Slurpees. If you have a Slurpee, you're drinking it very slowly. So by the time you finish, you did not get 3 ounces of liquid, unless you get brain freeze. You did not get 3 ounces of liquid in a minute. That's the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch. The second sheet in Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh aimim she'ashir tziruf ashtiyas kedei achilas pras k'moy tziruf achilas." The second opinion in Shulchan Aruch is no, that you have kedei achilas pras for food, just like for liquid. Which means you have either anywhere between 2 and 8 and 9 minutes to drink your revius of a drink. So that would be much more practical for those of us that are drinking a coffee, a hot drink. This is true for soups also. A person has a soup and wants to make a burn of fashas on the soup. But you have to have at least 3 ounces of soup in a certain amount of time. So how do we pass him with the two shitas in Shulchan Aruch? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Miloshen ha-mechaber mashma de'ikur kedei rishayna. Why is that? Because first the Mechaber brings down a Stam, and then he brings down a Yeshayimim. So whenever the Mechaber brings down one opinion, and then he brings down a Yeshayimim, it means the Shulchan Aruch really felt that the opinion is like the first Shita. Which means the Shulchan Aruch really holds that in order for drinks to combine, it has to be Kedei Shtiyas Revius. Which is the way Svaradim Paskim. Svaradim do not make a Bracha Achorin on coffee. Svaradim don't make a Bracha Achorin on certain Svaradim don't make a Bracha Achorin on ice cream. They don't make a Bracha on anything that you can't drink it very quickly. Because the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Aval ha'pri chadish v'ha'gra kos v'de ikar kedei ashniya." But the Gra and the pri chadish say, "No, we go like the second opinion." So if you go like the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch, so now you have much more time. Now you have up kedei achilas pras, which is not that much time. You don't have an hour and a half either. You also, again, if a person's having schnapps and he's sipping his schnapps nice and slowly, he has to realize he might not be able to make a bracha achorin on it. So at least we have that we can be samech on the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch. That according to the second opinion in Shulchan Aruch, you have kedei achilas pras, which again. Which is probably 4 minutes. Still, you still have to make sure you get it done before 4 minutes.
What's the reason for the bracha achorin?
For enjoyment. Same way you enjoy it.
If I enjoy doing it slowly and I'm really getting the chop, I'm not even rushing.
So that's part of the argument. If the food is normal to be eaten that way, so that's the way you're enjoying it. That's the flip side of this. That's the argument many achorinim have, is if it's normal to eat it slowly, similar to the taz, but this is the way we eat it, so now this should be the new shir. That we're going to see is a
half cup of coffee.
That's where people have it.
I mean, generally, they tell you eat or drink slowly. I mean, says, and all that you can enjoy it.
Right, and especially let's say something like schnapps. People enjoy it. They take it slowly. They don't want to just guzzle it down. So that's something we need to see. So halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? So The Mishnah Berurah, for some reason over here, if you go all the way up to number 17, so the Mishnah Berurah says, what are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hine le'inin shtiyas teva kafe. What do you do with tea and coffee? So Mr. Brewer said this: Shaderich l'shtoise kishu cham, because l'shtoise b'lei hefse kaderich shar mashkim ki mat maat. You can't get a reviews down so quickly. So what do you do? Says Mr. Brewer, Yesh machloig is Rabba ben Apayiskim. It's a big discussion. In tzarich l'varch berach achrein al deri shein. If you hold like the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that's a big if. If you hold like the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, ubemachz hashek ubechay adam tzadim shloim l'varch, and many achreinim hold you don't make a berach achrein on tea and coffee. V'chein kasev b'derech achayim v'chein umin agoyim. Don't make a bracha achrayin on coffee or tea.
Of
what?
It says in tzarif levarich or is it in mutar levarich?
Well, same thing. Meaning, if you're not supposed to, then you shouldn't. Meaning, if you hold like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, you should not be making a bracha achrayin on hot coffee, hot tea, soups, milkshakes, all those things that you drink slowly. What does that say? Here's what everyone follows. This Mishnah Berurah is Eisa. The Anshe Maisa, whatever that means, people who are careful. So what do most people do? They have their coffee, and at the end of the coffee, they leave off 3 ounces that they can just get it down in one shot. That's the right thing to do. And that's what many people tell people to do. This Mishnah Berurah, why? This Mishnah Berurah basically solves all problems. Then the Mishnah Berurah throws in, yeah, if you hold like the Gra, that's also good. But again, if you hold like the Gra, you don't need that. If you hold like the Gra, you can take your time anyway. So this is what everyone calls the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah. The Mishnah Berurah suggests, with a hot beverage, leave off some of the beverage so you can get it down in one shot. Be Eitzah all Shittas. 3 ounces, reviews, yeah.
The discussion later on as to the how long you have to wait before you bench. Is it 72 minutes? Is it 15 minutes?
For what?
Now that I drank the 3 ounces, that was cold, and I'm running to the train, it's 40 minutes later.
Right.
So I make the bar and fashion.
So that pashtus has the same shear as food, 72 minutes, right? 72 minutes. Same shear.
So
right.
That is a whole
exactly. Correct. They make the same discussion over there as well. So many achrayim did not follow this Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting. Many achrayim did not follow this Mishnah Berurah, and they lechatchila would go around making bracha achrayim on coffees as long as it was kedei achilas pras. Just to name a few, is interesting. If you look at number 19, the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he quotes from two gedolim. He says, "Omnam ikar adin shemavarchim bracha achrayim al shtias chamos loyshoisim teichz man kedei achilas revius." He says many people made a bracha achreina even though it was not within the very short first opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever he writes goin echad, that's Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv used to make a bracha achreina even though it was beyond kadesh shtiyas revius. And that was the opinion of Reb Shmuel Vosner. But he says that both of them held the shortest shear for kadesh achilas pras, which means they would drink their cup of coffee or their 3 ounces of cup of coffee within 2 minutes. Because they didn't want to use the most long shear for Kedei Achilas Pras, so they used the shortest one. Most Achrayim say not like that. They say you can use whatever you hold for Kedei Achilas Pras. They bring that testimonial from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav held you can also make a Baruch Nefashos. Many Gedolei Achrayim held you make a Bracha Achrayina even if it goes beyond the first opinion. That was also the opinion of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasai, where he writes that he saw by Yerushalmi Zalman that Yerushalmi Zalman did not wait, and Yerushalmi Zalman held you can make a Bracha Achrayina even though it's beyond the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. But I found something very fascinating this time around. If you look at number 20, the Sefer Vezayis HaBracha, a great Sefer Nelchas Brachas, he hands over here that he spoke to Bezriel Orbach, who is alive today in Eretz Yisrael, who is the son of Reb Shlomo Zalman, son-in-law by Rabbi Yashiv. And he said that Reb Bezriel Orbach asked his father, he asked Reb Shlomo Zalman, what should you do with Brach Achorin on coffee? You know what Reb Shlomo Zalman told him? He told him, Reb Shlomo Zalman told his son, Reb Bezriel, do like the Mishnah Berurah says. Even though Reb Shlomo Zalman himself didn't. Reb Shlomo Zalman himself would make a Brach Achorin even after that Zman. But he told his son that he should follow the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, take it or leave it. But they quote Reb Shlomo Zalman as one of the Gedolei Achorinim who held that it's not a problem. Because the Baruch HaChorein is more about being filled as opposed to the Baruch HaShem, which is more about just enjoying. It's because the Baruch HaShem is because also Lehenes Medel Mezeh B'li Baruch. So the Baruch HaChorein is all about being filled up. So the question is, how do we measure you being filled up? How much time do we have to measure it that you got severe, that you got filled up by this eating? That's why the Baruch HaChorein is always different than the Baruch HaShem. So we have a bunch of Achorinim, yeah?
When we say severe though, in this case it's an objective thing. In other words, if you ate at least revius, so well, for you it may still be high. It doesn't mean that you're still hungry.
No, but that's the shear that Chazal gave.
They right.
So if we stop right here, we basically would say it would come out that a person has a hot cup of coffee, they have yesh plenty of yesh amilismoichs to make the bracha achrein even after 1 minute. They can make the bracha up till 9 minutes even, as long as it's still within kedei achilas pras.
Or
you do the Mishnah Berurah Zeitz.
Yeah,
you can do the Mishnah Berurah Zeitz and you're okay. Now many, again, I'm being very honest. You got to get 3 ounces down, at least 3 ounces, maybe a little bit more if you want to be machmir. But for a drabonan, you can get away with reviews being 3 ounces. So you got to get 3 ounces down in one shot. Again, it doesn't have to be in one shot. We'll see where Meishel is within 1 minute. So you got to get 3 ounces down within a minute of time. Which again, for iced coffees and cold drinks, it's usually not so hard. Stuff like schnapps and hot coffees and hot soups, it gets a little bit more tricky. Now, so let's do a little bit Imtim Salemer over here. Imtim Salemer, you're machmir for the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, and you hold that you got to get the liquids down within the shear of a minute. What happens with those things that are not really a liquid? What about ice cream? Ices? Yogurt? Leban? What are those things considered? Are they food or are they drink? If they're food, so then you have Kedei Achilas Pras, you have 9 minutes. If they're drinks, so you got to get a revius of, you got to measure 3 ounces of a leban or 3 ounces of a yogurt and consume it in a minute time. Ice cream, very negate to ice cream. Person sits down and eats ice cream. So you make a burn of fashion, it's an ice cream. So if you hold ice cream as a liquid, so then you have to have 3 ounces of ice cream in a minute in order to make a burn of fashion as an ice cream. If you hold ice cream as a solid, so then you have to have a kazayas of ice cream in a up to 9 minute time span. So that's the big
ice cream melted?
That's the question. How do we look at this? Because it's very different when it's liquidy. So many achrayim draw this very interesting distinction between ice cream, ices. That's what we'll get to in a second. Very interesting distinction. But Rabbi Avadya Yosef is quoted in Yalkut Yosef, and this is what Rabbi Avadya wrote in other tshuvas, that if you ever have a cup of coffee with a Sfaradish yid, you make sure he doesn't make a brach achrayim on it. Because the Sfaradim hold, there is no brach achrayim on any hot drink. Not tea, hot cocoa, coffee, none of that. Soup, nothing. A Sfaradi will never make a bracha achrayin on any hot beverage. And that's based on Rabbi Avadya, and it's quoted in Yalkut Yosef. Hashoyse kois tei oi kois kafi ba'idim cham while it's still hot. Einim mevarach achar ashtia brechas b'ar nefashit. Hoyo, v'hu shoyse es ha-tei v'ha-kafi lat-lat, you ate it slowly. V'shoye bein tayim yoyse m'shir k'dei shtias v'viyas v'vasachas, and you waited longer than the shir. V'chein min hagenu, that's Sfaradi shakasta. He says many of Ashkenazim are saying on the second sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. We Svardim don't know bracha, and don't change from the minhag. So Svardim never make a bracha achreina, not tea, not coffee, not cocoa, not soup, nothing. Nothing of hot they will ever make a bracha achreina
on.
Even if they down, it's botla daite, nothing to talk about, you can't. So there are those who say, even if you have a cold coffee, an iced coffee, they tell even an iced coffee, because since coffee, even though you're changing it, even though one could argue there's a new metzias called, it's not the pshat that iced coffee is hot coffee that just got cooled down. It's a new separate metzias. Someone came over to me a few weeks ago, one of the Talmidim by me in Yeshiva, that there's one bar who sells hot coffee. And they wanted to open a new business called selling cold iced coffee. So they wanted to know, is the shayla of Asogis Gvo? Is that like the same business? That's a new separate industry called iced coffee versus hot coffee. So I told him, I think it's posh. It's a separate industry. There's two different businesses. There's hot coffee. I told him, I don't think iced coffee is going to go well this time of the year, but that's just me. But I think they're two separate drinks. So here also, iced coffee is not the pshat. It's hot coffee that cooled down. It's a new mint called iced coffee, which I think it should be like cold drinks that you should make a bracha achrayna. But that's a machloek between the Bavad Yosef and the early Tzion Rabbi Abba Sha'ol. That's Svarad the Sheminut.
That depends on whether
he's a Svarad. Right, it should, right? So I told him, at the end of the day, so he wanted to ask the other guy if they'll become partners with the coffee guy. I said, don't waste your time with the coffee guy. You open your own business. Don't cut into your profit. You do your own thing. But
hot drink means so hot that...
So hot that you can't... Correct. That you can't drink it in that type of way. Now, it's interesting. If you look in 23, it says, Chuba from the Rabbi Belsky's Atzal, where he writes like this. Someone asked Rabbi Belsky, do you make a bracha achrayna on coffee and tea? So Rabbi Belsky said like this, Hine, dover zanitim ha-machlekes ha-paiskim. It's a big discussion in the paiskim. Valkein min haroi lishtois kamois kamoishal revius b'teirchshir shalzman kadaka minute. He thinks, and he quotes this later b'shem Rav Moshe, that the shear of the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is a minute. It means you have to consume 3 ounces within a minute. So he writes, you should really be choshish for the first sheet of Shulchan Aruch, which is really the way the Mishnah Berurah sounded like, because if the Mishnah Berurah really felt that we pass like the Groha, you don't have to waste your time. Just, you have Kedei Achilas Pras. But Rabbi Belsky says that he really thinks you should try to push yourself and have 3 ounces in a minute. It's a very short amount of time to get down 3 ounces. But then he asks, that someone asked him, Alom b'shetayna, why don't you tayna svek sveka? Where's the svek sveka? Suffik if you have 9 minutes, suffik if you have 1 minute. And maybe you paskin like the other sheet in Shulchan Aruch that liquids go with the kazayas. So if liquids go with the kazayas, so you already had the share even in that time. Because the kazayas is much less than revius. So there's someone tied it to Rabbi Belsky, why don't we play the svek sveka card? So Rabbi Belsky answered to him, no, we don't play svek svekas with brachas. That's not the way things work. So he tied it, we don't want to hear svek svekas, I don't want to hear it. No cheshmet svek svekas, doesn't matter. You should not put yourself in that situation. So make sure either to drink 3 ounces in a minute or do it the Mr. Brewer's etza of leaving off some cold. So what about ice cream and ice? So many achrenim draw a distinction between ices and ice cream. They held ices as mamash a liquid. That's what ices are. And they call it in the name of Hashem is Amen, that ices are a liquid, and unless you're going to get a certain amount, unless, again, you have to work it out, you're going to have to get 3 ounces of ices in a minute to make a burn of fushes on ices. So Hashem is Amen was quoted that he held, you shouldn't make a burn of fushes on ices. Now again, this whole short question is only in Tim Suleiman. Because if you hold like the second sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, so you have 9 minutes. So 9 minutes is plenty of time. Even the merino ices, right? People eat merino ices. That's a big shayla. You eat a merino ices nice and slowly. It takes a long time to get through one of those. Right, even if you skip and you twirl over the back and get to the sugar, I still do that out of Yemazeh, right? You twirl it over to get to the sugar part in the back. You're still not getting 3 ounces. So Shlomo Zalman held in that case, you don't make a burn of fashas. That was what many Achrenim held. However, the Betzel HaChochma, the Debetzin Rav's brother, he comes up with this very interesting thing. He says over here, should be on next to number 22. He says like this: Glida hasoyimi beya sukkar tavlinin chalav mitz peris. If let's say you have ice cream that's made up of eggs, sugar, milk, fruit juice, other things, for oichle im kaf mitoch tzlachas, you use a fork. Then mevarich lachav burn nefashas kishach kazayis mena tuk deyachas pras. He holds an ice cream that's already a solid. That's a solid. It has other components into it. It's not just frozen liquid. But glida suyimi mayim. But if it's made up of just water, then a little bit, hanikra ice, or ices, frozen ice or ices, only if you have a revius of it. So he draws a distinction between ice cream and ices. He thinks ices is really frozen liquid. So frozen liquid is a liquid. If you have something like ice cream, and ice cream is something more substantial. So many acharyim say, what about a yogurt? What about leaven? So that, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that he thinks that's already food. That's not a liquid. Ice, a leben or a yogurt, those are already solid foods. You know, if you turn it over, it doesn't pour down, it goes slowly. That was already something that was considered a food, and therefore it works with the regular food share. But the Aruch HaShulchan has an interesting psak. The Aruch HaShulchan rules that anything that is frozen, he writes, Tzarich Levarach Bracha Achrein Al Kazayis. He holds it works with the regular Bracha Achrein. So the Aruch HaShulchan was of the opinion that even ices, not like Yibshoy Mizamid. Even ices, you can view it as a solid, and you can make a bracha achrein on it. So it's a big machlekas achreinim, what to do with ices, but ice cream, lebens, and yogurt seems to be that most achreinim hold that's treated like food, and as long as you get a kazayis done within 9 minutes, a bracha achreinah will be recited.